This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Ours isn't the only presidential inauguration on the books this month, you know. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez was set to be sworn in tomorrow, except he can't make it because he is widely rumored to be in Cuba dealing with complications from cancer surgery. Today, the Venezuelan Supreme Court postponed the festivities, and Chavez has picked a successor just in case he's not going to be around for too much longer. It does appear, perhaps, that the Chavez era is winding down. Marketplace's Scott Tong has this look at a socialist strongman and his economic agenda.
Chavez economics starts with Chavez ideology. He took office in 1999, pledging to fight corruption and share the wealth. I reached publisher and consultant Robert Batome in Caracas by cell phone.
People tend to vote with their pocketbooks, even here. And so Chavez was offering a change. He was going to get the economy growing again. He was going to throw the bastards out. He has tremendous personal appeal.
Early on, Chavez took control of the biggest piece of the economy, oil. Foreign companies like Exxon operated there. But Batome says Chavez was unsatisfied with the royalty payment negotiated in a contract, so he doubled it.
He doubled it again. He didn't like the tax scale. And then finally he decided he didn't like my partner. So he told them that from now on, instead of being majority owners and operators, you can be minority partner if you like, but I'm going to run the show.
Speaking of show, Chavez hosted his own talk show every Sunday, as in him talking. Former Venezuelan Trade Minister Moises Naim is now with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
He once decided to fire all of the top management of the National Oil Company. In other instances of his show, he would nationalize a bank or the electricity company.
Now, what you and I consider independent economic data is hard to come by in Venezuela. But there's no question Chavez spent money on the poor, on their health care, appliances, subsidized gas, and he drove out lots of foreign companies. Today, Pomona College historian Miguel Tinker Salas says Venezuela is a hybrid economy, part socialist, part consumption capitalist.
You can have, on the one hand, a discourse about socialism, but the malls are full. Venezuela is the highest consumer of Scotch whiskey per capita in the world.
Chavez also sent money to his neighbors, often in the form of cheap energy. Some were friends of the revolution, like Cuba. Others, marriages of political convenience. Here's Michael Shifter of the Inter-American Dialogue.
So if there are votes and organizations that come up about Venezuela, those countries are more likely to be influenced if they get a good deal on oil to vote with Venezuela as opposed to against Venezuela.
It's been a potent fusion of power, ideology, and economic leverage, says Shifter, which raises the question, is this how every strongman economy tends to work?
I don't think it necessarily has to go this way. I think you see other examples. Bolivia, we have Evo Morales, who is a close ally of Hugo Chavez. But the Bolivian economy is much better managed than the Venezuelan economy.
Today, the country faces double-digit inflation, billions of dollars in debt, and is highly dependent on the oil sector. When prices fall, the economy goes with it. And yet, the Chavez socialist experiment continues. Why? Oil money to bankroll it, says Moises Naim at Carnegie.
That allows you to then experiment and provides you a cushion to cover for your mistakes. The oil curse allows for sustained bad ideas to linger over time.
On his show late last year, Chavez picked a successor in case he can't go on. So whenever the era ends, what happens next? Historian Miguel Tinker Salas.
I don't think there's any going back. Venezuela has changed. People who have been empowered are not going to retreat into the margins anymore. Venezuela will not change whether Chavez is there or not.
But others say if and when Chavez leaves the scene, his magic does too, which could leave the question open, whether the Hugo Chavez strongman economic model outlives him. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.